Hi everyone, Ryan here. This is the Nintendo press conference for E3 2015, where James and I talk over all the madness that is Muppets, Star Fox, Yoshi Yarn, Year of the Yarn, am I right? I was super looking forward to this press conference, and you'll probably hear throughout it how I slowly slip into disappointment. Now that I'm recording this a couple days after the presentation, I realized that it wasn't really as bad as it could have been, considering I sat through about half of the PC press conference. But that's a story for another day. Anyways, this is James and I talking over the Nintendo E3 2015 press conference. I hope you enjoy it. If any of the press conferences are worth watching through front to back, it's the Nintendo one. It's got a lot of love in there. But there's also some stuff you could probably skip over, no problem. But anyways, enjoy. And again, thank you for listening to these. We've had a lot of fun putting them together, and I think it's definitely going to shape what we do for E3 2016. So be sure to let us know your thoughts, and enjoy. Hello everybody, we are live. Press conference starts in about 15 minutes, 10 minutes-ish. I've heard it's going to last 51 minutes. James is going to be joining us shortly after the press conference starts. He is racing home, but he will be with us for the rest of the evening. We're going to be covering Square Enix, which I add to my list. Square Enix, right after Nintendo, I think. And then the PC gaming show later this evening. So E3 2015 is rocking along. We've had a great time yesterday with Sony's bombshells and all that fun stuff. But yeah, super looking forward to seeing what Nintendo's got. Right now, just so people know, we're not rebroadcasting the conferences. We're sort of allowing you guys to seek that out yourselves. And, you know, certainly don't need to have our video up. As you'll see to the right, James isn't here yet, as I said, so we've got Mario there. This is a Nintendo press conference. Will I update it for Square Enix? No, because James will be here. Couple of little points to cover. We are going to be talking about the press conferences, but you can have us on in the background and certainly go to youtube.com/E3 to actually catch the conference proper. And I'm going to be posting the archive in audio format. I had a few people ask me, so I'm going to post the archive. So if you missed one of the press conferences, you can certainly do that. I highly recommend watching or listening to it with a podcast app that allows you to skip silence, because there are moments where we don't talk. Overcast is what I use, and it has this smart skip that will seek out points of silence and skip right ahead. So you'll have that to look forward to as well if you miss Sony or Microsoft. There's some good moments in Sony, and there's some good conversation in the Microsoft one, and there's some hilarity in the Ubisoft and EA one. So hopefully you guys appreciate that, and let me know if you want me to post the videos as well. I was thinking of just posting the audio, because really it is just two talking heads, some of which just sitting there like this, watching, so it's kind of boring. But anyways, you guys asked, so we will provide. I don't have James here to riff right now, so if people are in the chat and they want to like throw some predictions, I've got the chat up, twitch.tv/thegamersin. Nintendo, Amiibo, of course. Do we see the first like Amiibo game? Probably not. It's probably wishful thinking. A lot of what Nintendo does is like a year behind. So if it would make sense for Nintendo to launch an Amiibo specific game this year, they'll probably launch it next year. No, Siri, I don't need you. So that I don't think we'll see, but we'll certainly see a lot of other plastic toys you'll be able to buy. They already got all the Smash stuff out of the way, so there's probably no Smash Amiibos. They're probably going to be talking about Amiibos for titles that are going to be coming out this holiday season. And speaking of which, Zelda, the big elephant in the room, they've said it's not going to be here. So, I'm Seichi in the chat room saying, yeah, more Amiibos, maybe a Zelda trailer. I would love a Zelda trailer, and James and I were talking about this yesterday in the sense that Nintendo has said Zelda will not be at E3. To me, that can mean one of two things. It's not a D3 and you cannot play it. That is an absolute. It's not going to be on the show floor. Is it going to be at the? Is it going to be on the direct as a trailer? I would hope so. Like as a closing off point to be like, okay, that's all our 2015 stuff, our early 2016 stuff. Let's look at our late 2016 stuff. Here's a new trailer for Zelda. It's not going to be playable. It's not going to be on the show floor. It's not going to be in the Treehouse live stream. Just a trailer. Moving on. That's a distinct possibility. I think if Zelda shows up at all, that's where it's showing up. Further Smash DLC, maybe? I know they had a Smash Direct, but that was all stuff coming out that day with a couple of tidbits for later on in the summer. Maybe we like get an update on the Smash ballot that they did. I would love a Banjo-Kazooie announcement for Smash Brothers, but again, wishful thinking, as you can tell, I'm a Nintendo fan. We like to do far-reaching things. In terms of rumors, I've heard Diddy Kong Racing 2. That has been a thing said out aloud on the Reddit. The theories line up. Next Level Games, they're working on something for Nintendo. They could certainly have something. Mario Maker's coming out in September, but Mario Maker is interesting because it was a game that they showcased at the World Championships on Sunday evening. So do they really... Oh, this guy, I'm watching the stream here. They're showing Mario Maker now, and I'm super excited for Mario Maker. Can't wait. I don't think we see Mario Maker in a big way, you know, in the conference. That would be pretty huge. Now, Star Fox, that's going to be one that we see. Maybe something from Platinum Games, fresh off of Bayonetta 2 and a strong relationship with Nintendo. Updates on Woolly World, probably. What else am I missing? There's probably some other stuff. Maybe Mario Maker will be there. Like, their fall lineup is kind of missing, you know? Like, they've got Mario Maker in September, and that's it. So, I don't know what else you get, if not a Zelda trailer at the very least. Star Fox, Amiibos. I wonder if we'll see any 3DS stuff. 3DS has been pretty quiet as of late. We'll probably get an update on Fire Emblem. I don't know. 3DS is kind of an enigma right now. The Wii U is sort of what they're focusing on, which goes back to the whole theory that Nintendo's going to build a system that is unified, so they only have to focus on one platform. That'd be really good for them, and honestly would be really good for a lot of people I know that are struggling to enjoy Nintendo games because they're so shifted. Yes, Malinor, James is Mario. Mario is joining me for the first leg of it, then he's got a race into the Nintendo Direct. I threw him in there to have a bit of fun. I do have a James photo, but I figured Mario was more fun. There's James. But Mario's more fun. That's a good point. Speaking of Mario, are we going to get a Mario game at the Direct? Like, again, it feels like whenever you're talking about what Nintendo will do, you're not talking about what Nintendo will actually do. You're talking about what you would like Nintendo to do. I would love a Metroid Prime. I would love a Diddy Kong Racing 2. Are we going to get it? Probably not. Seichi in the chat room is saying it would be great to have the new 3DS... normal size, which in Japan was they had the interchangeable plates, which was really cool. I haven't bought a new 3DS yet, so that'd be neat. Mario's more fun than James. James is boring. James isn't boring. He was really good yesterday with me. We had a blast covering Microsoft, Ubisoft, and EA. And I want to thank James for joining me, as well as Josh for joining me as well for the Sony conference. We've got our tally here. I can give you guys an update. There's our tally. It's non-scientific tally. Xbox, 5. I don't remember where the fifth point came from. I think it was backwards compatibility, Halo 5, Gears 4. I don't know. EA had 4. That was Star Wars, of course. Mass Effect, yes. faith. What is it? Mirror's Edge. Again, I can't remember what the fourth point is. Maybe I'm being too liberal with these points. Ubisoft was... shit. I can't even remember. All I can remember is that stupid Just Dance demo. Oh, was that in a For Your Honor game? That cool melee game was really cool. I really like that. Bethesda, of course, Fallout 4, Doom, and... shit. I don't know. Doom, Fallout 4, and something else. Sony was the easy one. They had a lot of big ones and five easy points. Final Fantasy VII Remake, Horizon by Guerrilla Games. I gave him a point for Shenmue 3 because that was just so cool. And Uncharted 4, of course, and also Last Guardian. Last Guardian's a stellar hit there. There was a lot of info yesterday. That's probably why I'm forggetting. When I go to do my notes for the Gamers In Proper, which will be live Wednesday at 7 p.m., we'll cover that. I'll fill in the notes, and I'll actually remember who got points. So that's the running right now. Nintendo is right now sitting at zero. I'm not counting any of the Smash Brothers stuff and the cool indie showcase they did on the eShop, where you can literally go download 9 free previews of indie games coming out in the next year. And when you download them, that gives you 15% on release. So that's really cool. And then Square Enix will be right after Nintendo. I think Nintendo's scheduled to run over Square Enix a bit, but if the Direct is only 50 minutes, we should have enough time to switch right over to Square Enix. So we're not going to go offline. We're going to jump right into Square Enix. It's going to be great. And then finally, we'll take a extended break for the PC show at 8 p.m. tonight, and that'll end our E3 conference coverage. So that'll be good. So right now, they're discussing Metroid on the... YouTube is showcasing the IGN stream here. Metroid would be fantastic. What's Retro doing? I don't know. I mean, I feel like Retro has been doing something, of course, but they've been working on Tropical Freeze. It only came out 2 years ago, so that's not a lot of time for them to go. But I'm super looking forward to Nintendo. I always look forward to Nintendo, and they do some great stuff with their Direct, their digital event. So it'll be starting in about 3 minutes. Make sure you get to youtube.com/E3. Make sure you have that sorted out. I'll be commenting to start. James will jump in. He told me he'd be home in a half hour. He just finished work. This was 15 minutes ago. So he should be around in about 15 minutes. He's going to miss the preamble, probably one big announcement, but there'll be some stuff to talk over. There's been talk that Nintendo will show off Yo-Kai Watch, which... not my thing. There'll probably be some weird Pokemon game. So I'm looking forward to what Nintendo has to offer here. They should be starting soon. I'm curious, what was your guys' favorite announcement yesterday? There's a lot of info that got dropped. I mean, mine's probably Mass Effect. It is far away, but Mass Effect looks really cool. Looks like they're going to do some interesting stuff. But if I had to pick a new IP, it would probably be that Horizon game that they showed from Guerrilla Games. And it's funny how Sony just completely ignored the fact that Microsoft made a big deal about backwards compatibility. I feel like that was just like, you know, our solution to backwards compatibility is PS Now, whether you like it or not. Here's some great new games. Like, I understand wanting to play... Mallon was asking if we can restream it. It's tough, right? Like, I could restream it, but then you'd... I don't know. Like, I don't usually do that, but... Oh, I see. Yeah. There was some stream delay. I guess, really, what I'll say is that I would restream it, but so far we haven't. It's probably too late to sort it out for Nintendo. They're going to be starting really soon. But maybe for the PC stream we can try it. I've just always felt weird about having that, restreaming someone else's stuff. But try to keep along. As long as you're ahead and we're not spoiling it for you, that's probably the best part. But, yeah, I wish I could restream it for you, but we're probably heading in probably momentarily. So they're just about to start. Oh, so I guess it did start. So there's a puppet. An Iwata puppet. So I guess you have to refresh because it started... It's a different video, I guess. Oh, sorry, Malinor. Oh, dear. This is pretty ridiculous. Yeah, Malinor, I understand. Maybe for the next one, we'll sort that out. I promise. But yeah, that makes perfect sense. Like, if you were watching this at work, it would be tough. It's weird that they're doing puppets this time. This is really weird. Turned into a fox. We're getting a Star Fox announcement, it looks like. Uh-oh, is he gonna turn into Slippy? Oh, Falco. So who's Slippy? Oh, you know what? This makes perfect sense because when Star Fox was in Super NES, they were like these puppet things. Okay. So Star Fox is a thing. But where's Slippy? Come on, we all know we hate Slippy, but where's Slippy? Here it comes. Slippy is the frog, yeah. Oh. This looks great. Ooh, yeah, Star Fox. I'll play that. What do we think? Do we think this comes out... this holiday season? So we've got Star Fox starting the show off. That's pretty cool. We kind of knew that was going to happen. And Malinor, yeah, I agree. I know. My work puts really big... the R-Wing turned into this little running tank. Oh, that's really cool. This looks very interesting. My work puts restrictions on our ISP stuff too, so it can be tough. Yeah, it is nice to see Star Fox Azax. It's been a while. Door Barrel. What's it called? Star Fox Zero, Holiday 2015. Good stuff. Now, who's developing it? Yeah, Star Fox 64 was great. And the other ones were just, they felt sort of like, we need to take Star Fox and make it into something amazing, right? Something that it isn't. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with the Wii U version. I see what you mean, Azex. I'm not getting a huge graphical look from this. I'm watching it in 480p, but it kind of looks like a really good 3DS game. I mean, considering like how great Mario looks on the Wii U, it's not looking that hot. Unless this is an old Star Fox game that I'm forgetting, but it looks bad. But it's not. This is definitely the Wii U version. It looks all right. I mean, you're not going to get a game like this on any other platform, so. But we kind of figured we were going to get Star Fox. And Malinor, yeah, I wonder if because they're pushing so much graphics on the gamepad as a separate feed, they had to bring the graphics down on the main screen. That could be it. I don't know, like, I agree with you, Azax. If it is a gimmick, and with the Kirby game, there was a Kirby game where it was all on screen, and you never looked at the TV. You were missing out on this beautiful HD graphics. I don't know. I'd have to play it. But you know what? You gotta hand it to Nintendo. Like, they, when they create a gimmick that involves controls outside of whatever, outside of the norm of the Pro Controller, they do normally do a great job. Kirby Rainbow Curse was not a good job because it was like solely focused on the gamepad. I would probably want to play this with the Pro Controller too, and Nintendo's been really good at supporting multiple control types when it makes sense. I hope that it makes sense with this, but if they've spent a lot of time trying to get that gamepad feel and it's built around the gamepad, you're probably going to have to use the gamepad. Wow, this looks great. That's a giant robot. Huh. So it So it's not a remake, it's just Star Fox. It does look good. It's a cool logo there, buddy. Oh, here comes your amiibos. Yeah, playing on the tablet's a lot of fun, but I normally only play on the big screen. Been playing a lot of Smash Brothers. Puppets? Interesting. So they're talking about transformations and Nintendo. So I wonder if we're going to get some interesting news here. So they mentioned NX. Okay. So, Azex, I think we might get a price drop today. If not today, before, shortly before all these big ones. Oh. Thought they were going to give us a new Super Mario Brothers. This is weird. This is one of those, like, an announcement of an announcement, but it also feels a lot like this is talking for talking's sake. So they're going to talk about Mario Maker for a bit. I mean, Mario Maker is fantastic. Oh, Reggie. Okay. They are going to talk about Amiibo. Perfect. All right. Amiibo. We're getting an Amiibo announcement. It's a lot of Amiibos. Oh, we're going to get a Skylanders announcement, it looks like. So this is something they talked about last year. So... So it looks like they're gonna put, man. So they're putting Nintendo characters in Skylanders. Cool. Makes sense. But new Amiibos. This looks really cool. I don't think I'll buy a Skylanders game, but I think it's really good. It's a super popular franchise, right? And yeah, Azex, they really need to sort out a way to allow us to buy Amiibos. Like, I want to give them money for their NES Amiibo, and I can't find it. Ever. It's gone. Forever. I can't get it. And they'll never make another one, because, let's face it, it's Earthbound. That game is not coming back. So only playable on Nintendo, so you buy Skylanders on the Wii U. It looks pretty cool. This is interesting. Huh. Yeah, I've never been a Skylanders person, but these designs actually look really cool, and I'm glad that they were able to actually make something different. You know? It certainly looks like a lot of fun. A lot more fun than Infinity looks. I feel like Skylanders is a game that, like, you need a kid to have fun with. I don't know if I can play it myself. But those toys look really cool. And guess what? You'll actually be able to find those in stores, because Skylanders are easy to find. What the hell? This is ridiculous. So Mario's coming up next. Mario Maker. What? So this is probably the amiibo functionality for Mario Maker. Oh, a new Zelda game. Oh, a new Zelda 3DS. Oh, it's four swords. Weird. Cool. So there's our first 3DS title. Well, it looks neat. You know what? It's built on the Link Between Worlds engine, it looks like. So far, this stuff really isn't wowing me. I mean, Skylanders is cool and a big win for Nintendo. This is only good if you have three people locally, I'm assuming. I highly doubt they'll have online play. We'll see. Because I remember Link Four Swords Adventure was local only. But, and it's not a proper Zelda game, right? And it's three players. God, make it online, please. It's got to be online. But we probably won't get any information. Yeah, Four Swords wasn't... Yeah. Oh, here's your Zelda update. So, they are going to give us a Zelda update. Perfect. Oh, they're talking about Triforce Heroes. Four Swords was kind of... Again, it was a gimmick. It was like, hey, co-op Zelda. Like, it's going to be great. So this looks like they're talking about co-op for Triforce Heroes. And it looks like they're making... So it looks like it's going to be more based on co-op. Good. But yeah, I'm not entirely sure I'm feeling this, you know? Like, I agree with everyone in the chat room kind of looking at this and, like, it's cool, but... Again, like, Nintendo likes to make games. But the other thing, too, is if you look at the screen and you're seeing, the icons popping up and the notifications, that's gotta mean that they're doing this online. Yeah, Maliner, Azak's right. Nintendo's not like Sony or Microsoft. They don't listen to their fans in a literal sense. Like, if they listened to their fans, they'd make the same Zelda game over and over. They'd make the same Mario game over and over. They'd make, well, they already do make the same Mario Kart game over and over. But you know what I mean? Like, they don't experiment if they listen to their fans, because their fans just want the same thing over and over again. And this does look like them listening, because one of the complaints with Four Swords was local multiplayer only. It was very, like, combative. Oh, yay. Play as a Zelda dress. This guy's translator sounds very, So, judging by these icons coming up, they gotta announce online. Oh. Perfect. Looks like they have online play. Awesome. I will be playing this, and I think that Jocelyn will play. Yeah, Zach, I agree. Like, I mean, you can't buy every system. Oh, they're gonna announce Hyrule Warriors for 3DS now. So this is our Zelda update. I'll play Hyrule Warriors again, not gonna lie. It was a fun experience. But yeah, I give Nintendo, I don't give Nintendo as hard a time as I probably should, and I think a lot of people do give me a hard time for not giving Nintendo a hard time. But yeah, there's talk that there will be a female Link in Hyrule Warriors 3DS, Hyrule Warriors Legends. First look. What are we getting now? So this is Hyrule Warriors Legends. This is the trailer that leaked earlier this week. Well, it leaked out. It might not be the same trailer, but it was a version of the trailer, and it was put out by Koei Tecmo. So maybe this is Nintendo's version of the trailer. I think what we're seeing in terms of visuals are cutscenes ripped straight from the other game. But the visuals look a little more like Smash Brothers did in comparison on the Wii U and 3DS. It certainly looks cool. Yeah, Malinor, this is an outsource, not outsource, but it is a game developed by, this is a Zelda game developed by Koei Tecmo, but it is a Hyrule Warriors, Dynasty Warriors sort of, or Hyrule, or Legend of Zelda, Dynasty Warriors mixed game. The one came out for Wii U in September last year, and I liked it for my first Dynasty Warriors game. And this isn't the first time Nintendo's outsourced Zelda. I mean, Capcom made a bunch of handheld Zelda games in the past. Minish Cap and all that fun stuff. I really liked For Honor from Ubisoft as well. It looked super cool. So first quarter 2016. You know what? I might give them a point for the Zelda update, but I think I'll take it away for not showing a. What is this? Metroid Prime Federation Force. Four-player co-op missions in the Metroid universe. This is not the Metroid we want. This does not look so good. Metroid Prime Blast Ball. So this is just a Metroid Prime minigame collection? That's not what people want. I'm not giving you a point for that, Nintendo. That's hilarious. Hey guys, we know you want a Metroid game. Oh, great! Another use for the Marth amiibo. Because. So here comes Fire Emblem. Yeah, Azax, I agree. If that's all the Metroid they announce, it's kind of like, really, Nintendo? People want Metroid, not a Metroid minigame collection. Oh shit, you just got. I can't wait for more Fire Emblem. I love Fire Emblem. I want a Wii U Fire Emblem. That'd be great. But it is fantastic on the 3DS. Oh dear. This is super anime. Yep, there it is. I don't know if, like, so far Nintendo's only gotten a point for Star Fox. I don't know if you give it a point for Zelda, as much as I am looking forward to Zelda, Hyrule Warriors, and... Jeez, that's weird. Hyrule Warriors and what was the other one? Triforce Collection. So here's your Fire Emblem update for the Wii U. Believe it or not, this is Fire Emblem for the Wii U. It's a, this is Fire Emblem Cross Shin Megami Tensei, otherwise known as anime girls with hardly any clothes on sing and dance? Weird. Super weird. Looks like James is here. Let's pull him in.
Hello, Ryan. Hello, chat room.
You are you're missing some weird shit.
Am I really?
Yeah, right now they're showing Fire Emblem, and it's certainly okay. It's certainly Fire Emblem Cross Shin Megami Tensei Cross. This is super Japanese, yo.
Okay.
And currently you are Mario on the screen, so when you get your camera up, we'll switch you over.
Cool.
Cool. This looks fucking stupid and crazy and flashy and Japanese.
Right. I like the soundtrack.
Yeah, James is here, everybody.
I like the soundtrack a lot.
So you missed, so far you missed Star Fox. It didn't really hit any yeah, it looked all right. It wasn't okay. Like, yeah, Star Fox, it was cool, another Star Fox. It didn't really hit any strikes. I gave it a point just because it's Star Fox. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I can't give a point for the Zelda announcements they made, which was Hyrule Legends Warriors. That's
they've
great.
Announced that yeah. Direct, didn't they? Oh no, it was leaked.
It was leaked, but I'm not gonna give a point because it's cool, but it's not like no. It's not yeah. And then before they announced a new co-op sort of Four Swords inspired Zelda, which ooh. Is gonna have online play, so it might be cool. So
what
I don't know.
What's going on here?
Oh, he's got a banana. This is what Owada does.
Was he a puppet though?
Oh, they were all puppets. I forgot to mention. At the very start, they were all puppets.
Okay.
So what's this? Are we going to get something new? It's Destiny.
Destiny on the Wii U.
I hope it's... Oh, no, it's Xenoblade Chronicles.
Okay.
And this game looks freaking awesome. And a game that is going to be exclusive to the Wii U. And it's about, like, Earth being destroyed and, like, a final Bastion ship getting away. And it just looks so good. It's already out in Japan. It's very MMO-like.
Monster Hunter-y, isn't it?
It's a bit like Monster Hunter, but it is a sequel to a Japanese game that came out a few years ago on the Wii.
And they just released it on the new 3DS, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. It came out on the 3DS. Yeah, you're right.
But only the new one. It was an exclusive.
No, it came out... It was on the... Yeah, it was exclusive to the new 3D... Excuse me, the new 3DS.
Okay.
I think you get a point for Xenoblade Chronicles if we get a date that is sooner rather than later. Because if they say holiday 2015, I don't know. I think this needs to be like a September release to me. But then it's a huge Japanese game like that needs to be translated. So could be
tough.
Did
they announce a Metroid thing?
Yeah, it was a stupid minigame collection for the 3DS.
Really?
It was like four-player co-op battle and also like a soccer game. So okay. What's that? December 4th? I guess that's not too bad. So you have Star Fox Holiday. Animal Crossing! This is how they've been doing transitions. Oh, okay. Animal Crossing on the 3DS.
Yay. More of it.
I love Animal Crossing, but this is like... decorating, which is the stuff I hate doing the most in Animal Crossing.
Yeah. I played that game for like a week and I was like, this is going to kill me if I keep playing it.
Oh dude, it's yeah, I agree. But Malinor is saying, why can't Star Fox look that good? And I really do think Malinor, it's because they're pushing so much to the gamepad because you aim with the gamepad and mm-hmm. and you see the view from your cockpit on the gamepad and you see the world on the screen. So yeah. And, yeah, Azex, like, there are games like Mario Kart, and there's Mario Kart, there's Super Mario, all the Super Mario games look fantastic, and then you see Star Fox, and it's like, yep, it's because they're pushing so much that gamepad, basically cutting a quarter of the horsepower out of that Wii U, and you notice it. And Star Fox could look beautiful, but yeah, it's just tough. Yeah, this is Animal Crossing: A Happy Home or whatever. It's already been announced. But so far, there's been a couple of, like, there's been a lot of 3DS announcements.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's a world premiere. Maybe this is a Wii U game.
Yes, Metroid Prime 4.
Oh, it's Animal Crossing.
Metroid Prime Animal Crossing.
But is it... It's... Oh, God. It's not Animal Crossing. AC Amiibo Festival. Oh, my God. It's a stupid fucking Mario Party game. Is it a
Street Pulse game? Oh, no. It's a Mario Party game.
With Animal Crossing. What is this?
It's Mario Party.
We all played tag today. I was really fast at catching everyone. They have... This is not... Nintendo. This is goes back to everybody's comments about Nintendo doing what they want to do. And this is another example of Nintendo doing what they want to do. People want Animal Crossing, not
they do.
Animal Crossing minigame. But this should be a good sign to folks that they've built an Animal Crossing engine on the Wii U.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get Animal Crossing? Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah.
I want to sell some fucking turnips. I don't want to play a stupid street thing game, whatever the hell this is.
Mario Party.
I don't know, dude. Nintendo.
Mario Party.
Nintendo's got 1 point, and it was kind of like Star Fox.
Ugh.
This is not going well, and we're half... We got 20 more minutes of this. This is not good.
What do they need to do to get more points?
I don't know, dude. Metroid. Something from Retro. What do we Metroid? Got now?
Okay.
Yoshi. Oh, so yeah, we're going to get...
Yoshi's Woolly World. Okay.
So we're going to need an update on Woolly World. I like Woolly World, but it's a game that's probably going to be out September here. No, yeah, Ajax, this is not the Nintendo we saw last year. This is the Nintendo, this is an off year so far. Unless they're saving the big guns for later, I'm not going to be one of those guys that says Nintendo won. Like, you got to hand it to them. Good. It's all software. They're showing all software. There's not a lot of like fluff in the middle like we had with all the other conferences, but
I haven't tried Pele yet.
We haven't. Yeah, no Pele. No, but this is a game they unveiled last year.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
I think this looks like a good
game. It looks good, but this isn't what they should be spending time on.
No, I don't give a shit about that lady. I don't. I want to see the game.
I want to see the game, too. These yarns look cool, but like they're not things you can buy.
Isn't there an amiibo coming out? Woolly amiibo?
Yeah, there is a Yoshi. 3 Yoshi yarn amiibos coming out.
Hmm.
So she's talking about developing the amiibos for the game. This, you know what this feels to me? This feels like Nintendo's got nothing to announce.
Mm-hmm.
They should have spent more time on Star Fox if this is the stuff they're going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, Seichi, there's going to be no NX stuff. I see what you mean. Maybe they're saving all their announcement stuff for NX next year.
They're
maybe.
They're not going to talk about NX until next year. But then... When's next Nintendo Direct?
This is it. Like... This looks neat. Again, like, I think this looks cool and looks fun, but it's not, like, what we want to see. No updates /info/ coolness about the amazing open world Zelda. Nothing yet. I thought they would have at least showed a trailer, but they're not.
They're not going to show E3? They're not going to show Zelda. I really don't think they are.
No, I think you're right. They're not. They would have shown it. They've got to have something to close the conference out on. Yeah, Amiibo is a cash grab, but like try to find
everything really... business does.
Yeah, everything's a cash grab, exactly. And try to find good Nintendo toys. Try it. You can't. I don't have any here, but they look fantastic, and they're optional. Like, would you like, people would complain if they weren't optional. If they were like,
yeah,
you had to have them to play a game, people would complain.
Yeah.
So that's sort of my take on it. Like, you don't have to buy them. Nintendo certainly doesn't want you to buy them.
No.
This is all information we know already.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Another Mega Man Yoshi?
Yeah. Samus, come on, cool. Stop teasing us with freaking Metroid stuff. It's not fair. Poochie! Who's Poochie? Am I supposed to know who that is? Like, she's saying it like we should know who that is.
Let's have a look. Poochie Nintendo. Poochie is a character from the Yoshi series, Super Mario, from Yoshi's Island.
Huh. Maybe. Sure.
According to Nintendo.wikia.
It's weird that they're spending a lot of time on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Seichi, they were better. And if I were them, I would have saved the I would have saved the Smash Brothers stuff for this, because this is kind of dull. October. Oh, dear.
It's weird.
This is weird. This is very weird. I think the Miyamoto puppet looks really cool, though.
Yeah.
Okay, level five.
We're level five.
This is Pokemon Yo-Kai game. Watch. That's Yo-Kai Watch. All right, everybody, tune out.
New Pokemon, isn't it?
This is, like, super popular in Japan. And it's about ghosts.
These final controls restrict 3D. We don't need to know that in the trailer.
This is
my kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very underwhelming there, Malinor. This is one of those years where I feel bad about getting excited. So far, it feels like the only thing they had for me was Star Fox, and that's just, I don't know. And that didn't, like, feel awesome.
I would be right back.
Okay. Yeah, this is a good time to go to the bathroom, if you ever need to go to the bathroom, guys. I don't know. I wonder what, how Twitter is taking everything, but Luigi is now on screen. So what's Luigi got to show us? So they're making another Super Mario RPG. It's Paper Mario Super Mario RPG.
Okay.
So this is interesting. Another 3DS game. What the hell's going on, Nintendo? Where's your Wii U software?
Maybe they're not making any because of NX.
Normally, I wouldn't agree with you, but like, this is certainly Nintendo agreeing with you. Azak's saying you're gonna have to explain stuff in the Square Enix presser. I will try my best. I'm not a big Square Enix person.
Me neither.
Especially Final Fantasy, but this looks like a combination between Paper Mario and Mario and Luigi RPG or whatever. So
you have Yoshi.
I think it looks really cool. I love those games. Hopefully it's better than the last one they made. It was kind of
bleh. It's kind of WarioWare-y.
A little bit. Both Paper Mario and Mario and Luigi were kind of a bit blarg. You know, they both didn't really hit the mark, but I want some Wii U software. Like, my 3DS is something I don't play a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mario & Luigi Paper Jam. It looks cool. It's a great title. You gotta give it that. Mario Tennis.
Mario Tennis, the Wii U.
I like Mario Tennis, but it's not... So, who's making this, do you think? Next Level Games or Camelot? Oh, I hope it's Camelot. I I do like Mario Tennis. Maybe I'm being too critical. Maybe I should give him a point for that. I want to give him a point for Paper Jam, just the title alone.
It's a pretty good title.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll tell you, the one time I played Mario Golf on the GameCube, I scored a hole-in-one on the hardest course.
I liked Mario Golf. Mario Tennis looks cool. Ultra Smash, Holiday 2015. Sure.
I thought it was with you. Who's Takeshi Tezuka?
You know what? I'm going to give him a point for... Probably a half point for Mario Tennis and a half point for that Mario Luigi RPG thing.
Okay.
I feel like I'm just being... I'm pitying them now. This looks really cool.
Yeah.
Why is there a cat? What the fuck was that? So they built a tool... This is really weird that there's a cat paw.
Yeah. Japan, though, bruh.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard that this is 51 minutes, and we're now approaching the 10-minute warning.
Wow.
Mylanor saying, they have to have something big to end on, don't they?
Do they, though?
I don't know. They don't have to, but...
I mean, they've got Nintendo Directs, haven't they?
And Nintendo always, like... Nintendo always has something to reveal in the show. They don't necessarily unveil everything during the Direct. So
yeah.
We can't necessarily fault them, but... You know, when you have what other companies are doing for their press conferences, you have to...
You have to step up to the plate.
You have to step up to the plate.
That link Azex put in the chat room is pretty good.
What is it?
It's a Hearthstone advert.
Oh, yeah. This looks really cool.
Whoever's dubbed this does not sound excited at all.
I don't think their translators ever sound excited.
Sounds really bored.
Yeah, Mylanor, if they don't have something big to end on, like... You need to sandwich your... Oh, weird.
Do they lose E3, though? Because apparently Nintendo World Championship went really well.
It did. It was fantastic. It was really cool to watch. And, I mean, E3 isn't about winning with a press conference. It's about the whole... It's E3 is not your press conference. E3 is the whole week. What the hell?
Huh.
That's pretty cool. It's funny, every time he jumps, he goes, okay, okay. Oh, what? I want an 8-bit amiibo. Oh, this looks really cool.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah.
They're spending a lot of time on this, but this might be their...
Huh. So make 2-2 and 2-1 first, and then make the next level, they make an easier level to make 1-1.
This is really cool.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah, Mylanor is saying, like, you know, E3 is about winning with the coolest games. Oh, I agree. But I'm not saying the coolest games have to be unveiled at the press conference.
Yeah.
But, yeah. They have to end with something. No retro, no next level games. Like, this is not...
Are retro actively working on something? Do we know?
Hmm?
Hmm. Poop.
This is a really neat, like, background story, but there needs to be something. Certainly, it's certainly creative. I can't wait to get that personally. It looks like they love it. September 11th. All right, I'm going to give him a point for Super Mario Maker. So transformation, give us something.
His body is ready.
What? This is it? So we're going to see Star Fox Zero right after this. This is this. If they end on that, like this, like the come. That's just a bad idea.
Why the fuck do they care so much about Best Buy?
They always do. This is it. They're done.
Whew. Learning that in Transformers game?
God, I hope not.
Dude, no, did you see the new Transformers game?
No, I didn't, but I don't want Nintendo to announce it.
For three... Oh, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, they haven't announced anything. Like, they didn't announce anything. Like, it's really weird. Anyways, go ahead.
It's for 360, Xbox One, PS3, and PS4, made by Platinum Games, and it's based on the original Transformers cartoons and movie. And it looks phenomenal. And I will buy my new console for that game.
Yeah, you know what they're doing? They're showing a Mario. They're definitely just showing a Mario montage. That's how they're going to end it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is an off year. Azax, like, I mean, last year was crazy with Mario Kart and...
Who the fuck is this girl?
This is literally just going to be a Mario montage. Paid actors being Mario fans. So, yeah. I don't understand Nintendo. It's like they don't care, actually want, they don't actually want to be successful as a company. Like, some years they feel like they got it together, and then other years it's oof.
It's like, hey, we like Mario, guys.
I mean, this is neat.
That was terrible. That guitar bit is awful.
What is this? This is just... What is happening? Like, we get it. Everybody likes Mario, but...
These puppets are so stupid.
I know. Like, at least last year, the robot chicken stuff was actually really good. I didn't know Miyamoto could play the guitar.
There was a Pokemon announcement?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, that's... Come on.
Look at Miyamoto's playing the guitar. No!
No, why? I don't want to. I want you to make games. Like, this is... Whatever. This feels like how I felt in 2014 when they didn't really announce anything.
SuperMario.com does not exist. Okay.
Someone said it's better than a Pele interview. It's definitely better than a Pele interview.
I don't know. Is the Pele interview actually,
Nah, there was no point to that.
But at least it led to something.
No, it didn't.
They didn't even.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. But this looks cool, but like.
It does look cool.
It. Whatever. Maybe Square Enix will show us the Final Fantasy remake.
Do you care about that?
I do. It's just from a standpoint of everybody looking forward to it.
Yeah. I care about it because my friends care about it.
All right, well, that's 51 minutes, folks. Well, that's it.
He looks
tired.
He does. In the direct, he looked fine.
Yeah. He might have been tired.
Yeah.
So now they're going to talk about why they didn't show anything good, maybe?
Is this the treehouse?
Yeah, that's really upset. That's disappointing. It's kind of tough to be like, if anybody's cheering about that presentation, like they've got something up their butts. That's weird. So they're going to talk about Star Fox right now. Weird. All right, well, shoot. That's unfortunate. How do we switch over to not this? All right, we're going to switch back to, I guess, IGN and talk about Square Enix.
How? Watch IGN's live stream?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, now, and IGN's not happy either. I mean, compared to last year, it's such a disappointment.